of God, we bow to invoke thy holy presence in this hour of remembrance and hope. It is not that thou hast left us and we must plead for thy return, nor is it true that thou art blind to our doings or deafened to our cries. Indeed, we turn to thee now only to discover that thou art already present within us and among us. Hence we thank thee for thy presence, and we beseech thee to ennoble our joy, to make us sensitive to thy presence and to the needs of our neighbors, and to sanctify our coming together by the strong sense of thy purpose for us here and henceforward. We thank thee for all thy gifts whereby we are brought to this day of fulfillment, for families and friends, for reproof and encouragement, for labor and rest. We thank thee. Now let our worship of thee be fitting to this occasion and acceptable unto thee. Instruct our hearts in wisdom and our minds in understanding, that with purity of purpose and wholeness of life we may serve thee in the service of thy dear children, and in the strong name of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our reading from the Old Testament is found in the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. I read verses 11 through 20. For this commandment which I command you this day is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you, It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it. See, I have set before you this day life and death, life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land which you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and cleaving to him. For that means life to you and length of days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
The lesson from the New Testament will be found in the fourth chapter of Luke's Gospel and in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, wherein we have an interpretation of our Lord's understanding of his own ministry and an interpretation of our Christian ministry. Would you hear the word of God as I read from J.B. Phillips' translation? Then Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and according to his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read the scriptures, and the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He opened the book and found the place where these words are written: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he shut the book, handed it back to the attendant, and resumed his seat. Every eye in the synagogue was fixed upon him, and he began to tell them, "This very day, this scripture has been fulfilled while you have been listening to it." This is the ministry of the new agreement which God in his mercy has given us, and nothing can daunt us. We use no hocus pocus, no clever tricks, no dishonest manipulation of the word of God. We speak the plain truth and so commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. If our gospel is veiled, the veil must be in the minds of those who are spiritually dying. The spirit of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, and prevents the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the image of God, from shining on them. For it is Christ Jesus whom we preach, not ourselves. We are your servants for his sake. God, who first ordered light to shine in darkness, has flooded our hearts with his light. We now can enlighten men only because we can give them the knowledge of the glory of God as we see it in the face of Jesus Christ. This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, in a common earthenware jar to show that the splendid power of it belongs to God and not to us. We're handicapped on all sides, but we're never frustrated. We're puzzled, but never in despair. We are persecuted, but we never have to stand it alone. We may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. Every day, we experience something of the death of the Lord Jesus, so that we may also know the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours. We are always facing death, but this means that you know more and more of life. Our faith is like that mentioned in the scripture, "I believed, and therefore did I speak." For we too speak because we believe, and we know for certain that he who raised the Lord Jesus from death shall also by him raise us. We shall all stand together before him. Here the lesson ends, and may this strong word of God lay strong claim on our minds and hearts this day.
Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and it isn't very difficult for us to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is the 22nd commencement weekend in the history of Southeastern Seminary. Really now, not very much ends here today, but a great deal does begin here today. Thus, commencement. We want to welcome on behalf of the graduates every person who comes from their families or the circle of their friends, from the churches they serve, from all those clusters of relationships that have developed around their lives through all these years. Because we are aware, happily aware, that not one single graduate in this class stands alone today, but alongside him or her stand so very many, scores upon scores of persons who've been fellow laborers leading up to this commencement day. So, to every member of the family and every circle of friendship, we bid you welcome, and we invite you to join happily in this day the Lord has made. Because we want to recognize friends and families of the graduates, we would ask you to stand as the graduate that you somewhat stand with comes to receive his or her degree or diploma. Remain standing, if you will, while that graduate is receiving the degree. Some of you wonder about cafeteria and food service. We will have the cafeteria open for those of you who can stay for lunch. We would be happy for you to be in the cafeteria and share the meal, the fellowship. Also, the campus really is yours. We invite you to tarry a bit, look it over. You'll like, I think, what you see. Now, we're ready to present certificates in theology and degrees to candidates approved by the faculty.
President Molly.
Stephen.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the certificate in theology, that you may present to them that award.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, I award each of you this certificate in theology with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, will you please come forward to receive your certificate?
Walter Thomas Adams. Richard Edward Blackwell, Jr. Leonard Lassiter Braswell. Jack Denzel Church. Charles Andrew Davis. James Everett Drake. H. Wayne Dunn. William Neal Franks. Bobby Ray Goodman. Waldo E. Miller. Edward Calvin Minor. Jesse W. Mooney, Jr. John R. Perkins. Glenda C. Reynolds. Roy J. Roach, Jr. Marion Wilson Rowland. Harold G. Scott. William B. Schiff. Billy Joe Slew. George Monroe Solomon. Linda Joan Green Stiles. Albert E. Surratt. Donald Leo Venable. Leroy C. Witt. President Lawley,
Staley,
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Religious Education, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Religious Education, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, will you please come forward to receive your diploma.
Elizabeth Martha Bates. Danny Wayne Collins. James Ellis Dobson, Jr. Ronald Edwin Farrell. Harold Pershing Green, Jr. Sharon Annette Gregory. James L. Lightsey. Jeanette Elizabeth Cherry May. Stephen Barnett Williams. President Lawley, I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Divinity, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Divinity, with all the rights, privileges and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, will you please come forward to receive your diploma?
Daryl Wayne Adams. Alan Cagle Allen. Robert Douglas Baltziger. Vicki Lee Barrett. Stephen Copeland Barton. William Haygood Bellinger, Jr., cum laude. Wayne Talmadge Bly, cum laude. James Stephen Bolton. Errol Marcus Bonner. John Richard Booth. Ralph J. Brabham II. Charles Worth Bridgers III. Thomas Edward Bridges. Clark Macklin, Britain. Don Baxter Brown. James Rudolph Burroughs. Dennis Lee Burton. Bruce Thomas Butler. William Emerson Cashin II. Robert Andrew Klein. Ray Edward Cooper. Roger Dale Cope. Charles Wade Dellinger. Terry Craig Dome. John Charles Dollar. Clifton Owen Duncan. Jimmy Lee Duncan. Charles Robert Evans. Robert J. Floyd. Thomas William Flint. John Monty Fox. William George French. Benny R. Gibbs. M. David Gordon. Stephen Andrew Gregory. James Michael Hensley. Earl Wayne Hill, cum laude. James Allen Hill, Jr., in absentia. Ronald Lee Holly. Billy Wayne Hyatt. Joel Parrott Jenkins, Jr. James Michael Justice. Patricia Watson Keith. Guy Kelly. Leslie Key. Gloria Jean Kimball. Larry French King. Wade Gordon Knight, Jr. James Frederick Langston. Michael Ray Lewis. Merdina Darch McDonald in absentia. Charles Linwood McDowell. Adrian Auburn Modlin. David Gamble Moore. Donald Willard Morris. Charles Presley Morrison. Samuel Hawes Murphy. Robert Esau Nichols. M. Wayne Oakes. Terry Everett Peel. Keys Summy Pendleton. Douglas Allen Peters. Robert Linwood Phillips, Jr. Thomas Darrell Poole. Harold D. Proctor. Gerald Boyd Reeves. Woodrow Ronnie Reynolds. George Robert Robbins. Johnny Irvin Ross. Eric Keith Rowland. Ronald Lee Russell. Patricia Ann Scott. Fred William Smith. Kenneth Albert Smith, cum laude. Richard Donnell Smith. William Lennon Smith. Paul Stiles. George Frederick Stillman. Winfield Edward Strout, Jr. Eddie Arnold Walker. Harold Mack Wallace. Kenneth Granger Walters. Willie J. White. David Lee Whiteman. Douglas Gray Williams. John R. Williams. Edward Cornelius Woodard.
David.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Theology, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty, by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Theology, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, in the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, will you please come forward to be invested with the Master of Theology hood and to receive your diploma.
Jr. Terry Craig Dome. Douglas Farmer. Takeshi Ida in absentia. Donald James McKinney. (Clears throat) Maurice Arthur Robinson. Leonard Everett Thomas. President Molly,
Steely.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Doctor of Ministry, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty, and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, I confer upon each of you the degree Doctor of Ministry, with all the rights, privileges and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, will you please come forward to be invested with your Doctor of Ministry hood and to receive your diploma.
John A. Allen. Thomas David Austin. Charles Austin Beckett. Otis C. Boyter. Davis Bowen. Priscilla Ann Brody. Robert Jackson Burns. Ralph B. Calcote in absentia. Frank R. Campbell. Dale Eugene Clark. James M. Coleman. Crumpler. Charles Thomas Dorman. William Heller Dyer. Charles Dean Edwards. Nels William Falk, Jr. William Jacob Furr. J. Truett Gannon. Marvin Lauren Gold. Wyman Everett Hall. Ronald W. Higdon. Percy Leroy High. James Andrew High. Luther Wilbur Kersey. Cecil D. McCollum. Gerald Earl McGraw.